Nashville police and critics of their tactics remain at a stark divide after a meeting Monday night. Police offered no rebuttal to findings that officers disproportionately stop and search the vehicles of Black drivers, and there were no reforms promised. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Metro police have been confronted by 200 pages of analysis of their traffic stops. An activist group, Gideon's Army, methodically showed how it reached its conclusion that police may not be intentionally profiling Black drivers, but that implicit bias is leading to countywide discrimination. The presentation was precise. The 10-minute response from Police Commander Terrence Graves didn't once mention traffic stops. He went on tangents that the moderator cut off several times. When pressed by council members, Graves did point to bias awareness classes that the department started last year.
At least we know what is going on, what the perception is, and we're trying to work on it.
Graves also reiterated a department stance that it deploys officers to high-crime areas. But that didn't satisfy Councilman Ed Kindle. He called it alarming to see a racial gap in consent searches. That's when officers ask permission to look in a vehicle.
If a police officer says, well, I'm in this area, and I know there's a lot of crime here, so when I stop somebody, I'm going to ask for a consent search, where I might not ask for a consent search if I stop somebody on West End. You hear what I'm saying? That's to me the kind of implicit bias that I think people think about.
By meeting's end, officials were frank about a lingering divide and said they still want police to respond to the traffic stop criticisms. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Among the findings was that Nashville police make traffic stops at 8 times the national rate, but the department said there's no directive to stop an abnormal number of drivers.